ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवद् गीता as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 18, Text 14. Adhishthanam tatha karta karanam cha pritak vidham vividhascha prithak cheshta daivam chaiva trapanchamam adhishthanam tatha karta karanam cha prithak vidham vividhascha prithak cheshta daivam chaiva trapanchamam adhishthanam tatha karta karanam cha prithak vidham vividhascha prithak cheshta daivam chaiva trapanchamam. Translation: the place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the supersoul, these are the five factors of action. Purport: the word adhishthanam refers to the body. The soul within the body is acting to bring about the results of activity and is therefore known as karta, the doer. That the soul is the knower and the doer is stated in the Shruti, Esha hi drashta srashta, from the Prashna Upanishad. It is also confirmed in the Vedanta Sutras by the verses Gyota Eva. And karta shastrata vatvat. The instruments of action are the senses, and by the senses the soul acts in various ways. For each and every action there is a different endeavor. But all one's activities depend on the will of the supersoul who is seated within the heart as a friend. The Supreme Lord is the supercause. Under these circumstances, he who is acting in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the Supersoul situated within the heart is naturally not bound by any activity. Those in complete Krishna consciousness are not ultimately responsible for their actions. Everything is dependent on the Supreme Will, the Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Adhishthanam tatha karta karanam cha prithak vidham vividhascha prithak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. As Lord Krishna has indicated in the previous verse, this is what is being discussed here, is topics of Vedanta, and it discusses what's actually going on when we do something, what are the factors involved. It's actually a very deep and philosophical topic, and so much could be elaborated upon this verse. It's actually surprising that there's not a lot more discussion of this verse. It's a very, very important understanding what we're doing, how we're doing it, what are the various factors involved in this. But I'm particularly going to take up the point or the discussion of this verse, I'm going to take it up now, in relation to the power of positive thinking. You must have heard of the power of positive thinking, with the idea that if you think positively enough about something, you can get it. That's one idea of positive thinking. For instance, you can make a desire in your mind, I'm going to get $1 million, and put a check made out to yourself for $1 million on a magnet on your fridge to remind yourself, to reinforce your positive thinking, and what you think will happen. That's the idea. Another aspect of positive thinking, as we hear it in New Age pop psychology, is that having a generally positive outlook on life, being chirpy and trying to find the good in a situation rather than being negative and depressed, and taking up challenges rather than being crushed by circumstances. Well, there's some sense in there. If someone comes with a yes, we can do it attitude, they're more likely to be able to do it than if they come from the outset with a defeatist attitude. And actually, Srila Prabhupada was very positive in his thinking in that sense, in that he had a mission to change the world and to bring Krishna consciousness to the Western world, which everyone told him it was impossible. And even he thought that it might not be possible. He would quote the example of given by his godbrother, told him, Goswami Maharaj had been in England, and when the Earl of Zetland had in jest asked Goswami Maharaj, can you make me into a brahmana? And Goswami Maharaj answered, yes, all you have to do is stop eating meat, gambling, illicit sex and intoxication. And the Earl of Zetland said, impossible. This is our life. This is all we live for. There's nothing else to live for if we don't do these things. So Srila Prabhupada said that he knew that. And Srila Prabhupada sometimes said that, well, I thought that when I come to America and I tell the people, now you stop meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, intoxication, and say, Swamiji, you kindly go back to India. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada had the hope that it could be done based on the order of his Guru Maharaj, which is based on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Priti Vite Ache Jato Nagaradi Gram Savatra Prachahoi Be Mornam, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name will be preached in every town and village of the world. Srila Prabhupada believed that the impossible could be done. He wrote that in his prayer to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, as he just was arriving in America. What is that? Toma Richai, Toma Kripai, Ashambhav Shambhav Hoy, that by your desire, by your mercy, praying to Krishna, the impossible can become possible. And actually Srila Prabhupada empowered his disciples. You go to Japan, you go to Australia, and you go and start a magazine, and you do this and you do that. He empowered them to do the impossible, to distribute hundreds and thousands of books. Srila Prabhupada, by his faith in Krishna, he was able to to transfer that to his disciples, or to impart that to them, so they also became very positive in their outlook. And just in a common sense kind of way, if we're happy, positive kind of people, then people will reciprocate. If you... That's there in book distribution, right? You go out to people and You look at them with a smile, and then they're more likely to smile back. Although most of them try to avoid, because they don't want to buy a book from you. But if you come up to them, can't look at them in the eye, you want a book? No one's going to take a book. But if you're very positive, yes, smiling, how are you, this, that, then they're more likely to take. So people tend to reciprocate. And if we're nasty with people, then they'll tend to avoid us and or be nasty back to us. So positive attitude does make for better dealings, even among mundane people. So there are two aspects, a positive approach to life, you can get, well, two, and then positive approach to life, and you can tend to, people will reciprocate like that, and then you can tend to get things done. People like to reciprocate with you, if you're a salesman or a secretary in an office or whatever, then people will, your job will go more easily because people will want to cooperate with you. And another aspect is the idea, well, you can get things. You can get $1 million if you just think about it enough. That's nonsense. But the important point here is that there are various factors in action. It's not just by, you can be as, if you're a Jew in the early 1940s in Warsaw, you can be as positive about life as you like, but you're highly likely to be taken off to Auschwitz and gassed to death. So no amount of positive thinking is going to help you. If you're a rabbit being chased by dogs, then you can be as positive as you like, but they'll rip you to pieces. So your positive thinking won't help you. We can be as positive. I will live forever. There's actually a book I saw in Bhanu Swami Maharaj in Chennai. Someone had given him a book, How to Be Beautiful and Live Forever. And they were actually positing that you could live forever. If you have a positive outlook and you live a healthy life, you can reverse aging and you have to have massage and this and that, and you can live forever. Nonsense. But there was actually a book written, You Can Live Forever. You don't have to die. So you can, it was, part of that was the positive approach to life. You have to think all the time, I'm going to live forever. This reinforcing the positive thoughts all the time. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. You can think as much as you like, I'm going to live forever, and be very positive about it. But death will come. So positive thinking has its limits. The point here is that it's not just what we desire or what we want or our attitude. There are various factors, and the main factor is daivam, which Srila Prabhupada has translated here as the super soul. It's a very big term. It means the hand of God, the super soul. So apart from our whatever we may desire, that's one factor. That's a factor in action. Karta, the doer. We are the doer in one sense. Of course, earlier in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna famously speaks about the ahankara vimurhatma, karta hamiti manyate. Someone out of egoism thinks himself to be the doer of activities. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. The three modes of nature are doing the activities, but a person out of egoism thinks that I am the doer. Well, in one sense, he's the doer, but in the other sense, we are very much controlled. Just like, for instance, you may think positively, I'm going to jump off a cliff and wave my hands and I got to fly. You can think as positively as you like, but you're a fool. If you think positively that, yeah, well, okay, I'm not going to jump off a cliff, but there will, I will come to that point by meditating on it. I will come to the point where I can jump off a cliff and fly. You can get it by daivam, by the intercession of the super soul. You can become a bird in your next life. Then you can fly. But to think I'm doing it all myself, that is foolishness. Krishna will reciprocate with desires. Just like someone may think, I want to be a millionaire. You may get the chance because Krishna reciprocates. But ultimately, it's up to him. And daivam, that also gives the sense of we get the results of our previous actions. So like that, if you're a Jew in the ghetto in Warsawa and the people are put to, it's very dangerous to say this, you could be pilloried for it, but the people are put together to enjoy or to suffer. People have similar, they're due for similar karmic reactions, they're put together and they may enjoy or they may suffer as a group. There's group karma also. So, if you have positive thinking, I want this, then Krishna may reciprocate. He may reciprocate in the way that you don't estimate. For instance, one may have the idea, I want to be rich, I want to accumulate so many things. So in the next life you may have that desire, but how that is fulfilled, that's up to Krishna and according to our karmic dues. So in the next life you may become a bumblebee who collects so much nectar from the flowers and makes the honey and then comes and gets stolen by some human or a bear or whatever. So the ways of karmic reactions are very difficult to understand. Karmano hi api bodhavyam, bodhavyam hi akarmano. Akarmanascha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gatihi. It's very difficult to understand, Krishna says, what is exactly in each situation, what is karma, proper action, what is non-action, akarma, what is opposite or wrong action. It's very difficult to understand how it's all working. What may be a good activity in one context may be a bad activity in another context. That was the whole subject of Bhagavad Gita. That Arjuna, he had fought and killed so many people previously. He didn't have a problem with fighting per se, but he had a problem fighting against his gurus and family members because he thought, in this, what I did previously, that was all right. But now in this situation to fight would be wrong. Taking a knife and slashing someone with a knife, that can be a criminal activity. Or if a doctor does it in performing a surgery, that can be considered that's a very good thing to do. If the doctor's cutting out a tumor or a boil or whatever, abscess. So exactly what is right and what is wrong can be very difficult to understand. So the way of karma is difficult to understand. So simply desiring something, you may get it because Krishna may reciprocate. Yayata mang prapadyante tangsta taiva bhajami aham. Krishna reciprocates according to the way we approach him, but it may not come out exactly the way that we think of it. An example I've given many times is that in the elections, the politicians, they all want to get the post, but most of them don't get it. They have a desire to be the leader, to be a recognized leader. But they may not have the good karma to get that post. But then in the next life, they may become a leader of a pack of dogs. You don't see in Croatia, but in India, it's very common that so many dogs run around the streets at night in the towns, barking, and there's in each group of dogs, there's a leader. So they get the opportunity to become a leader, but because they're sinful, they didn't get the opportunity to become a leader of humans. Actually, to become a leader in a political sense is a very dangerous thing, because you have to take 1/6 of the citizens' pious activities and sinful activities. In the modern age, no one's doing pious activities, everyone's doing sinful activities. So one may have the name, fame and glory of being the head of state for some time, but then you have to suffer sinful reactions. People don't know these things. But there is some truth in this idea, positive thinking. We can influence the future by the way we think. And actually, it is a fact, although it's not just what I'm thinking. If we think the power of positive thinking, it's the idea, I have the power. I'm getting the power. It's a demoniac way of thinking. Ishvaro ham, aham bhogi. I am the supreme control. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. Siddho ham, balavan suki. I am perfect. I am powerful. I am happy. I, by my desire, I'm doing everything. There is some truth in that, but always we have to understand that Krishna ultimately is controlling everything. We are subordinate to him. But Krishna may reciprocate with our desires. So we can shape our future, and that's the important lesson of Bhagavad Gita, that we do shape our future, especially in the human form of life. Urdvanga chanti sattvasta madhye tishtanti rajasa jaghanya guna vritisto adhoga chanti tamasaha. Persons in the mode of goodness go up. Persons in the mode of passion stay in the middle level. Persons in the mode of ignorance, they go down to the abominable situation. So Krishna gives the knowledge in Bhagavad Gita so that we can choose how we're going to act, in goodness, passion, or ignorance, or in Krishna consciousness. Mangchi avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. We can transcend the three modes of nature altogether and come to the spiritual platform by fully serving Krishna. So we do chart our future to a large extent by what we think, because thinking, feeling and willing. Thinking, we have some desire and then we contemplate that and then we act. So how we think is important. And again, the whole Bhagavad Gita is to change Arjuna's way of thinking, his whole outlook on existence and reality. Arjuna's question was just, should I fight or not? And Krishna gave him the whole Bhagavad Gita. Somebody come up to you and say, is this the right way to go? And someone goes, here's a book. Here's a whole atlas of the world. So this Bhagavad Gita is a guide to life, to understand everything properly. In one sense it's true, we create the future we think, so we should be positive, but we should know what to be positive about. If we're positive about life in the material world, that's a mistake to think, positive thinking, I'll live very happily in this world. It's a great mistake. It's great foolishness. We may be very hopeful of living happily, but it's great foolishness. So in one sense, we should be negatively thinking. We should not be optimistic about our prospects of material happiness. Just like, what are the prospects of a midget, some man who's 4 foot 1 inch tall? How would you say that in centimeters? About 50 centimeters or something. A man of being the greatest basketball player in the history of the world. No chance. You have to be at least 2 meters tall to even hope for that, right? Well, maybe not 2 meters, but yeah, getting up that way. So it's really hoping against hope. So to the idea that I will be happy in this material world is a foolish thought. And however positively one may think about it, the fact is that one has to suffer birth, death, old age, and disease. So we should realistically think negatively, negative thinking, not really negative, just realistic, and be very positive about Krishna consciousness, that if I apply myself to this, surely Krishna will help me. So this Bhagavad Gita teaches us to think positively in a realistic way, to not be in this illusion, the power of positive thinking, the power, I get some power. That's an illusion, that I have got some power. We may be empowered. Everyone is empowered. The ant is empowered to lift a piece of sugar. Everything we do, whatever power we get, it's given by Krishna. That's the point. When we think it's my power, I am powerful, this is illusion. That's why some years ago in Canada, in one center of our ISKCON movement, I saw a brochure that was being handed out for the Food for Life in Vrindavan. And it was a picture of a young girl with the slogan, I am powerful. They're trying to promote the women's power and all this. I told the devotee who was personally that the devotee who was trying to collect donations for empowering the young girls of Vrindavan, I told him, this is Hiranyakashipu philosophy. I am powerful. It's not Krishna conscious philosophy. Krishna conscious philosophy, or to be more precise, the understanding of reality is that Krishna is powerful. I am not powerful. I can take shelter of him, and according to his desire, he may empower me. As Srila Prabhupada said again on the boat, seeing America, what hope has he got to change this American society? It's the most powerful country in the world, and Srila Prabhupada is going in there to change it. But he said, you have brought me here to dance. Now if you wish, you may make me dance. You may empower my speaking so that people may respond to your message, the powerful message of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this we should understand. We are powerless. We're under the direction of Krishna. This whole idea, the power, first of all, the idea of positive thinking that we'll be happy in this material world is nonsense. And then the power that I have become powerful by my positive, I can become powerful by my positive thinking, that's not just nonsense, that becomes demoniac. The whole idea that we will get, even the you may think, well, by studying the Bhagavad Gita, what do I get? I can get some power. I can enhance personality development. I can become stronger. You can study Bhagavad Gita and get strength to go ahead in the world. There are some people who teach like that. They take lessons from Bhagavad Gita, take lessons from Ramayana, how to get ahead in the world and promote your career. You're missing the whole point. That we're not meant to get ahead in this world. We're meant to serve Krishna. And everything is ultimately dependent on Krishna. This Arjuna had to learn. We have to learn also. All right, I'll finish there. Any question about this? Simple point to understand, but it's so difficult for those who are attached to the illusion of becoming a great person. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. My question is, generally we understand we are supposed to spread Krishna consciousness, to give it to others.
We're supposed to spread Krishna consciousness and give it to others. Yeah, as not exactly that we give, but we can be instruments in doing that.
Yeah.
Nimitta matra.
Yes. So, it seems like we are supposed to become famous.
We are supposed to become famous.
Otherwise.
No, we want to make Krishna famous, Prabhupada famous. If you become famous as a devotee, that's good. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, who is famous? And he said the devotee is famous. But to think I will become famous, then I can spread Krishna consciousness. That's a back to front way of thinking. We should think, let me try to spread Krishna's glories. And it may happen that you become famous. You should become famous in Croatia. Because you have an important message to give. All of you should. But if you think, let me become famous, so I have to promote myself and put my picture on posters and this and that. It's the wrong way around. Let Krishna become famous.
Actually, what I can notice in maybe me personally and many other devotees, they shy away from this.
They shy away from fame. It may come as a result of preaching. If it comes, then we have to accept it as a result of preaching. If we think I'll be so humble and now I'm becoming famous by preaching, so I better become humble, so I'll not preach. That's false renunciation. If our only aim is to please Guru and Krishna, then we can accept fame. We shouldn't desire it, but if it comes, we can accept it. But if we have some personal desire for fame, then that will consume us and convert us into a fool, dancing for the pleasure of the public. You want to say something?
I'd just like to tell you that this lady what wrote this book, The Secret and the Movie, I just have a couple...
What's that?
Ronde, Lady Ronde, its name. It's famous bestseller book on the world.
Lady Ronda?
Ronda's, its name is Ronda. And she write a book and movie, The Secret.
It's called The Secret by Lady Ronda.
Yes. And it's a bestseller everywhere around the world. And
well, I must say, it's the first time I heard of Lady Ronda or her book and movie called The Secret.
But, I can show
guess
you this
what?
Movie.
I'm not all-knowing.
This is all this, what you speak now, positive thinking and all this.
It's all about positive thinking.
And I just told her that our guru, Srila Prabhupada, was sitting on the bench and one man came and asked him what you are
one
doing.
One man, he was sitting on the bench and Mr. Rubin came and said, and Prabhupada said, I'm not sure if that story is true, actually. Yeah, because there's no one else to verify it. Later on, Mr. Rubin came in the temple and said, well, I met him, the blah, 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 this. How are you going to believe it? In 1977, when Prabhupada was still present in this world, I was doing book distribution in Allahabad, where Prabhupada lived for so many years. And I met at least two people who told me, actually, it was me who inspired your guru to go to the West. Do we have to believe them? I think that story, it's recorded in the Prabhupada Lilamrita, but I doubt that story of Mr. Rubens, who was a subway driver or something like that. Prabhupada said to him, I have so many things, but time is separating us. There's only Mr. Rubin's to witness it. Prabhupada never said so. I doubt it, even though it's in the Lilamrita, which is supposed to be the authorized biography. Apocryphal. I call that apocryphal. So that finished off your question, huh? I'm not going to watch it. Even if you give it a movie. That means if it's famous, then millions of people must have watched it, right? Is the world a better place for it? Any noticeable sign? Any sign in of people chanting Hare Krishna by watching it, or stopping to kill cows or any such thing? No. It's misleading, actually. If it gets the idea of make you feel good, it makes you feel good. It's like the goats having sex before they get slaughtered. This idea make you feel good, but we're going to be slaughtered by death, old age, and disease, and rebirth. Giving people knowledge, actual knowledge, of Bhagavad Gita. That's our actual duty, not making them feel good as they go to slaughter. It's another kind of misleading. It's a disservice, actually. If we tell people this material world is miserable, that's much better than telling them that how you can be happy in this world, which is misleading, to think that we can be happy in this world. It's foolish ideas propagated by foolish people for other foolish people. Even you see, Lord Buddha, he taught that this world is miserable, it's full of suffering, right? But the most prominent exponent of Buddhism in the world this today, Dalai Lama, his message is more of how to be nice and good to people, isn't it? Which just misses the whole. It's not Buddha. It's not what Buddha taught at all. I mean, that's part of it, right action. One should act properly with others, but that's for the purpose of living in this world in a way that one can attain to nirvana. It's not the central point of his teaching. Hare Krishna. Manchakalpatarupyas chakripa sindhu vyavichapa.